Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Today's Shir is Lila Nishmas, the Yana V'Rov Zichroina Livracha, Harav Chaim Yitzchok Ben Remoishi Yechiel. Silman, who was the Rav in Yanov, Nifter at the young age of 53, seems suddenly in 1930 without leaving over any children. Last year, through a series of Ashkacha Pratis, I discovered about his life and who he was as one of the Goine Lita of the time. And we gave a share of the life in Torah of Rav Chaim Yitzchok Silman. You could find it on Torah anytime. So it should be, didn't leave over any children, it should be Le'ilu Nishmosai. Parshas Ba'aloyscha Tovshin Pei Dalid. We're going to learn a Meshech Chochma. Perek Tes, Pasuk Gimel. Through hay. Barba soyoy mechidish hazeh bein arbaim tasu esoy. The Rabbeinu Shem says we're going to make a carbon Pesach, and it's going to be on the 14th day of Nisan bein harbaim. Vaydaber Moshe to Klai Yisrael to do the carbon Pesach. Pasuk hay, they did the carbon Pesach. Barishim barba soyoy mechidish bein arbaim b'midbar Sinai. They brought the carbon Pesach. Now before we get to the Meshech Chochma, I want to begin with a piece from the Mikroi Kodesh, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Pesach Aleph, Simen Yud Beis. And he brings the Gemara Psachim that's trying to figure out how we know Midereisa Chometz is Osir after Chatzos Anar of Pesach. And Rava says, because it says you're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach if you have Chometz. And since you can shecht the Karban Pesach after Chatzos, must be you can't have Chometz. Frakti Gemara, maybe that's a personal thing. Every person, when it's his turn to shech the Karban Pesach, whatever time it is, he must have gotten rid of his chametz. Says the Gemara, no, zman shchitam rachmano. The Torah is saying, once the zman that you're allowed to shech the Karban Pesach comes, which is chatzais, even if you're not shechting until later, you're not allowed to have chametz. So says Reb Tzvi Pesach, you see from here, that the whole yisoid of the iser of chametz after chatzos is because it's now the zman of shechting the Karban Pesach. The Heir al Zeh Yedidi, Harav Hagoyin Reb Yitzchok Rosenthal, that he asked the question, what do you do with time zones? In Medinas America, where is 7 hours earlier or more? So if the whole Yisoid of the Isser chametz is because in the Beis HaMikdash they're shechting the Karban Pesach, their ability to shech the Karban Pesach. So we should say that there's an Isser Chametz in America early in the morning, dependent not on the local time of when Chatzos is, because there's a reason for Chatzos. It's not just a random time. It's because they're shechting the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So if in Yerushalayim it's now after Chatzos, it's 1 p.m. for example, in Yerushalayim, and now they have the ability to shech the Karban Pesach, Chametz should be usher at that moment everywhere in the world. Even if it's 6 years, even if it's 7 hours earlier. So in America it's going to be 6 o'clock in the morning, but right now it's 6 o'clock in the morning in America, they're shechting the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So therefore, you should have the Isser of Chametz, not dependent on local time, rather dependent on the actual time of shechting the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. V'chei b'sharmen medinos. In other places, it should not be tali in Chatzos HaMedina, it should be tali in Chatzos of Yerushalayim. And he said he found in a certain sefer, asked the question, gives an answer, so Pesach doesn't like the answer. V'ikr b'zeh, Sheklalahu, shekol mitzvah yisr, afal pi shetoli b'ma'ira shebe'oifek acher. Then when it comes to a mitzvah or an isr, even though it's dependent on something that occurred in a different time zone, ein holchim mazeh ala lefi ha'oifek shalamokam shu nimsasham. You do not go with the other time zone, you go with the time zone that you are in now. So even though here I can't shecht the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim, they're shechting it, but Isurim and Mitzvahs are tolui in the time zone that you are, even if they are a zecher for something that happened or is happening in another time zone. How do we know this? Vagoyin Remeir Simcha B'Meshachachma Parshas Balischa Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel. Let's see what Remeir Simcha says. He says as follows: Hu Akavana Dilo Yaimru. Don't say. Why do we shech the Karban Pesach after Chatzois on Erev Pesach? Shubal Hanes Shenasa Beinu Arba'im BePesach Mitzrayim. Because it's a zikaron for the Nes. The Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim shechted all those Karbanos Pesach. And even though it was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, and they watched us shecht their God, and they didn't do anything, they weren't able to do anything. So shechting the Karban Pesach after Chatzos is because there was a nes that happened in Mitzrayim after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Zokter Meir Simcha, but I'm not in Mitzrayim anymore. We're now in Parshas Balayscha in Midbar Sinai. Doesn't mean it's a different time zone, but whenever you move, the shkia changes, and the nates changes, and the chatzos changes. So perhaps, since the whole yisoid of Karban Pesach Bein Harabayim is because of an ace in Mitzrayim, perhaps we should ignore what time it is here in Midbar Sinai, and we should go with what Bein Harabayim is in Mitzrayim, no matter where we are. L'chein Elmar, therefore the Pasuk says, Bein Ho'arbayim B'midbar Sinai, Marit D'Kazach, he's making a diuk. Pasuk Hey, it says that they did the Karban Pesach where? Bein Ho'arbayim B'midbar Sinai. First of all, the whole Pasuk is extra. Why does it have to tell me they did it on Arbos or Bein Ho'arbayim? I mean, that Hashem said to do it. And the Pasuk says, Kol Asher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. But more than that, it adds in two words. Bein Harbayim B'midbar Sinai. In Pasuk Gimel, it just said, Bein Harbayim Tasu Oysoi. Says Remeir Simcha, Shalai Hibitu Al Bein Harbayim Masiyas HaPesach HaRishayin. They didn't pay attention to the Bein Harbayim of the first Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim. She'azman hu kemokam ha-mitzvah. They did what was Bein Harbayim here in Midbar Sinai. Because this man is totally in where you're doing the mitzvah. B'zeh klal godo ba-tayrah. Zokter Meir Simcha, this is a klal godo ba-tayrah. That even though this is a zecher for something that happened in Mitzrayim, we do not go with the time zone of Mitzrayim. We go with the local time zone. And that Ritzi Pesach, as it says, is the same thing here. That even though the vart of Chatzos, why Chatzos Erev Pesach the Zisr Chametz, is because it's the Zman Shechitas Karban Pesach and Mitzrayim, you still don't go with what they're doing in Yerushalayim. You go with local time. Local time Chatzos is when the Isr Chametz comes. And he continues with Pesach, he says, Minyan Ze Amarti, someone came and asked him, someone's father was Nifter in America, Dalit Elul, and he was in America at the Levaya. And years later, he was in Yerushalayim for the yard site. So he said to himself, one second, Dalit Elul, when my father was Nifter in America in the afternoon, it was already Hey Elul in Yerushalayim. So maybe now that I'm in Yerushalayim, I should keep the yard site on Hey Elul. And he told him no, because it's Tali and where it happened on Dalit Elul. And he says, maybe there's an afkamina. Where was the son in Yerushalayim and the father was in America? So when the son's father was, when the father was Nifter, he was in Hey Elul because he was in Yerushalayim. Maybe that's different. Still, it seems from Tzvi Pesach that he's saying that you go with where, if the Mo'ira happened in America on Dalit Elul, so that's when it's Kaveya it. Aye, different time zones, different things are happening. You go with when it happened locally, and you continue with it like that. That is Ritzi Pesach. Now on the bottom, in Harei Kodesh, the Hagois are from his son-in-law, usually Rosh Murzovsky. So he brings in Jusanti Yerushalmi. And in Jusanti Yerushalmi in Brachas Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. The Gemara is talking about over there, davening Mincha, im dimdume chamo, right by Shkia. So the Gemara says, in the Oyz V'Hadar Yishalmi says Mem Dalit Amid Beis. The Gemara says over there that Achui Dima Deravado Have a Mitzaya Gusel Derab Etzumer Abba. The brother of the mother of Ravada was watching the talis of Rav on Yom Kippur. Omar Lay, so Rav told him, Katech mi shimsha bereish dikla, when you're going to see the sun at the top of the palm trees, which means at Shkia time, the sun is setting, Tahavli gulsi denitzli minchasa, give me my talis so I should daven mincha. Frek the Gemara, what's going on over here? V'shimsha bereish dikla taman ayamamahu hacha. The Gemara asks, when the Shemesh is starting to set in Bavel, since Bavel is in a valley, it sets earlier. In Eretz Yisrael, at the exact same time, it's adayin be'emtza hayoyim. It's still daytime, it's still middle of the day. So what? So what do you learn from here? So the Pnei Moshe says, how could Rav say that he should daven mincha when the sun is starting to set in Bavel, if in Eretz Yisrael it's still daytime, and Rav wants to daven when the sun is setting? Okay, what's the kasha? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains, v'chazinon, the opposite. She'erav makbid lispalo b'shayit ayam gadol. Rav did not daven with sunset, adarabah. Rav was davening when it was still daytime in Eretz Yisrael. Usvila relayli Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi holds, the afti bivavo shaka chama, that even though in Bavo the sun set, mitli toli hazman b'Eretz Yisrael, kevan shena nister elamachmas haharim. Now here you get a little dakazdik. Since the sunset is setting in Bavel, you don't go with Bavel local time, you go with Eretz Yisrael. That's what Reb Chaim learns. Now, l'chayra, it's a pella. Well, why would you do that? So Reb Chaim here gets out of the question. And Reb Chaim says, because really, it's not sunset. Just that there's mountains here. It's in a valley. And therefore, it's just hidden by the mountains. Which lends itself, it's a big shaila in the halachas of Shkia and the halachas of Nates. If you're in a valley on a mountain, do you go with sea level? Do you go where you could see it? It's a big shaila in your Eretz Yisrael. This is a big deal because there's hills and there's valleys. So Reb Chaim is saying that Rav was saying here that I want to daven when the sun is starting to set here, not because it's sunset, it's really not sunset, because I don't want to daven at sunset. I want to daven b'oid hayom gadol. Where's oid hayom gadol? In Eretz Yisrael, it's oid hayom gadol, and we just happen to be blocked by the mountains. So, that is the way the Reb Chaim learns. So on the bottom here in the Mikra Kodesh, he brings Uvagoyne Hashas Pirish Divra Yerushalmi, that since the Tfilos were Nisaken Keneged HaTmidim and the Akrovas HaTomid is in Yerushalayim, so therefore Zmane Tfila are totally in the Zman in Yerushalayim. But he points out and he says, well, this can't be a free-for-all. He says, Avada, if it already became Laila in Chutz La'aretz, and it's still Yoim in Eretz Yisrael, you're holding by a new Tfila, Tfilas Mayriv, you can't say, oh well, it's still daytime in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's pitch black outside, I should daven Mincha. But if you're in a Mincha Zman, and the question is it sunset time, or is it still earlier in the day? The Yerushalmi holds, you will go Basar, what Yerushalayim time is, because the Tfilos were Nisakin Keneged HaTmidim. He says, V'zeh Chiddush Gadol. And he says, L'maisa Kasha is, well, what's the difference? If you're going with Yerushalayim time, everything should go with Yerushalayim time. Who cares if it's already dark here in Chutz La'aretz? If it's still light in Eretz Yisrael, go with that time. And who cares if it's morning here in America? If it's Mincha time in Eretz Yisrael, go with Mincha time. He brings from the Goyoni Hashas, Amun Nun, he says it's very shver. But if you look in the Charedim and the Yerushalmi, and he brings this, the Charedim says, Pum Fakert, from the way the Pnei Moshe and Reb Chaim learned. The Charedim is bringing a raya that Rav actually davened in Dimdumei Chama. The Gemara is bringing a raya, he davened by sunset. And even though, says the Gemara, when the sun is setting in Bavel. In Eretz Yerushalayim, it's still daytime. L'madnu d'ho d'mitzvah l'ispalom d'imdumechamo ha'koy l'fi ha'mokoyim. K'shemisalim mehem miyad yispalu. Pumfakert. The Charedim is saying, the raya from the Gemara is bringing is that you go with local time. You don't go with Yerushalayim time. And therefore Rav, who wanted to daven him d'imdumechamo, he wanted to daven at sunset. He said, when the sun is setting here, even though in Eretz Yisrael, it's still daytime, but I go with local time. So according to the Charedim, the Yerushalmi is telling us from Meir Simcha's Yisoid that you go with local time, it's not totally in anything else. According to the way the others are seeming to learn, again, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is learning it's because of the topography, it's because of the mountains and the valleys, and that's its own shmuz. According to the way the Guyayni Ashas is learning, Apsachidish Gadol, that for certain parts of davening, you will go with Yerushalayim time. You will go with Yerushalayim time, and that's what the Gemara is saying, that even though it's sunset here, but it's still daytime in Eretz Yisrael, so Memela, that's why Rav was davening at that time. So this is a very interesting sugya. Now what comes out from here a little bit, I spoke on Shavuos in Shul the second night about a shaila. If a person crosses the international dateline and he either gains a day or loses a day, what he does with Sfira? And there's a tshuva from Beis Avi, the Rav Libis, who wants to taina, the person follows his own count. Then the shaila is what you're going to do when it comes to Shavuos. Shavuos is not totally in your own personal count, it's totally in where the place that you are. And in fact, this Yisayid, he quotes from a Sipur night in Parshas Emor, on Perech of Gimel, Pasuk of Gimel, Shabbos Hila Hashem B'chol Mosh B'Seichem. So says the Sipur night, that even though Shabbos is a zikaron of the Shabbos Rishon, so maybe we should go whatever time the Shabbos Rishon was, that's when Shabbos should always be. No matter where you are, what you are, you should follow where that was, says the Pasuk, no, Shabbos Hila Hashem, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. Mikol Mokem Tia Tchilas HaShabbos V'Seifa, B'chol Echad Me'aglilos L'Yoshvav, K'V'Yascholas Hayim V'Halayla B'Gol Elahu. You don't go with some other place. You go with local time zones. When the start of the day, Friday night, when it starts Shkia time, Friday night, locally, Matzah Shabbos, locally. It's not totally in where the original Shabbos was. You go with local. Shabbos is like that, and Yomim Tovim are like that. They're totally in local. And this is what Rameir Simcha is saying. More than that, it's not just Shabbos and Yontif which have to go local. These are date issues. Even things that have to do with a specific Ma'ira, like he said, whether it was the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim, whether it was the Pesach Franks talking about the Isser of Chametz, Tali and Shechitas Karban Pesach, that's also Tali in the local time, Vizeklal, Godo Ba'Torah. Now I said over an interesting thing, and if you heard the Shir in the Life and Torah of the Mishnah Lamelech, I quoted part of this, but not the part that I'm going to say now. And that is as follows. There's an interesting shaila. Once we're talking about time zones, is there a real day and time or not? What do I mean to say? Just like over here, this important said, there's a real Shabbos. Shabbos was the original Shabbos in Yerushalayim, let's say. Now we in America, 7 hours behind, so we're keeping Shabbos according to local days. But in Shemayim, which one is Shabbos? Is Shabbos where it's in Yerushalayim? Or are we on Shabbos? Like how does this work? So, the Mishnah Lamelech in his drashas, Prashas Drachim, Derech of Gimel, he brings a medrash that says that Leizazo Shechina miYisrael b'Shabbos is v'yamin tayvim. The Shechina never left Klai Yisrael Shabbos in Yontif v'afilu b'Shabbos shel chol. Even Shabbos of a weekday. What does that mean? So he says, I remember my father, Zichrayna Livracha, said that when he was a child and he was learning by Reb Zrachya Gutta, a chacham came from the west and he asked Reb Zrachya, what this pshat in this memra. And the Reb Zrachya wanted to get the Talmidim to think, so he told him to think of a pshat. So he says, my father, the Mishnah Malach says, my father thought of a pshat, and he said, well, there's halach of a person's walking in the desert, he doesn't know when Shabbos is, he counts 6 days, and on the seventh day he keeps Shabbos. Now, even though it might not taka be Shabbos, it might be on Monday, it's Shabbos shel choyl, it's a Shabbos of a weekday, the Shechinah is also not Zozim Yisrael on that Shabbos. This was his father's, the Mishnah Malach's father's answer when he was a child. This part I said in the shir. But the next part, and the Rebbe told him, Taka, Rei Dvarecha Toivim Unuchaychim Echadi Kud Shabricha BePilpula, Hashem is very happy with your pilpul, but that's not the pshat. So Mizrachi Yaguta said the following pshat. And he said like this. He says, it's a davar yadua by the Balei Machker, the philosophers, the thinkers. He says, it's possible you could have one, it's in one place is Friday and it's Chol. And another place it's already Shabbos. And then you could have in one place it's Shabbos and in another place it's already Matzah Shabbos. He says, we believe. Just like we make a difference between Yom HaShishi and Yom HaShvi, in Shamayim Mimal, there's also differences between Yom HaShishi and Yom HaShvi. Besides Gehenim and Sabbatia and all these things. Says Nalachaira, when is Shabbos in Shamayim? Aleza Mokam Samchim in Shamayim Mimal. When do they keep Shabbos? Yerushalayim, Cleveland, New York, China, Australia? Behelu shamokam amiti lezeh Yerushalayim. Shabbos in Shemayim is tali in Yerushalayim, which is emtsayis ha'olam. Now it means to say that when we're keeping Shabbos here in America, in Shemayim it's chol. Right? It's chol because we keep Shabbos past Shabbos in Yerushalayim. It's matzah Shabbos already. So in Shemayim it's chol. So said Rav Zrach Yeguta, that's what the Medrash is saying. Even though Lagabi Yerushalayim, which is the Iker, it is Chol. Elu Divrei Mzal. So even though Reb Zrachi said about his father's pshat, about the Parshas Zrachim, the Mishnah Malach's father's pshat, it was a good pilpul, the Parshas Zrachim himself says, Elu Veilu Divrei Lekim Chai. So this is a chiddush here. And that is that there's Shamayim goes with Yerushalayim. So we in America, or in other places, we have our Shabbos kafi, our local time, and our local zman, like we said, everybody agrees, but it's not really the Shabbos in Shamayim. It might be a little bit disheartening, because like some means to say we're not really copying the real Shabbos. And this is Bechlala in you with time zones and things like this. The according to this, some say that's why the Rosh Hashanah made time zones, in order there should always be Torah being learned in the world, because where it's pitch middle of the night here and no one's learning, it's the middle of the day somewhere else. But I was always bothered by a story, it's not a shtark akasha, but they say the father of Avnei Nezer was once learning Purim, and he fell asleep, and they told him, at that moment, you were the only person in the world learning. And Mamela, because of that, you kept the world going, you can have a son, the Goyin Avnei Nezer. I think the Kotzker epi said like that. My kasha was always, one second, if Purim was over here, but somewhere else, it was already Matzah Purim. Well, why were there weren't Gedolim over there learning? Like, if everything is if we're all in the same, so what's happening now in America on Purim is happening at the same time in Yerushalayim Matzah Purim, so how come someone wasn't learning there? Okay, it's Nishkenvelt's kasha. But then I saw a memra from the Chavetz Chaim who seems to learn differently than, I think this is from a Kuzri and others, he learns differently, which sort of answered my shaila, which is a stira to this. And the Chavetz Chaim, I saw a mimer, I think it's in Meir Ein Yisrael, it's a lot of volumes, I didn't look where it is. And he says, no, in Shamayim, there's a time called Shabbos. And anything that happens in the world on Shabbos, no matter where that Shabbos is, all goes to that big day called Shabbos in Shemayim, because really, there's no Zman in time zones. So everything is happening. So whatever happens on Shabbos in Yerushalayim goes to the Schus of Shabbos. Whatever happens on Shabbos in America also goes to the Schus of Shabbos. Now at that moment, when in America it's going to Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael, the Schus is going, or whatever happening, is going to Sunday, because they're in a different day. It's going to Sunday. And after all the Shabbos are complete in the world, and all the Schusim and whatever else happens in on Shabbos is complete, then we move over to Yom Rishon, to Sunday. And everything that happens everywhere in the world on Sunday goes to, quote-unquote, that box called Sunday. Zoysei Meres, what does this mean to say? That exact moment on Purim, when he wasn't learning, it's shayach that somebody was learning in a different time zone. But that schus wasn't going for that moment of Purim. That schus was going for Matzeh Purim. That moment of Purim, throughout the whole world, nobody had learned in that moment. Someone's learning in this exact second somewhere else, but that's it's not Purim for him anymore. It's Matzeh Purim. That goes to the Matzeh Purim box. Hope I'm being clear. So if that's true, so Adrabba, it's more of an achama for us. When we keep Shabbos, it's Taka Shabbos. It's Shabbos in Shemayim, it's Shabbos in America. Our schusim are going to Shabbos. Not like Shabbos Shel Chol that they want to say. So if that's true, it's a whole different mahalach. In Cana, I always say they have these like advertisements that while you're saying Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, in America you can have kids learning Matzah Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael for you. Means to say, it's the exact same moment, and you need schusim here by Ne'ilah, you haven't had the chasima yet, and those schusim of those boys learning Matzah Yom Kippur will go for you. So according to the first shot, like the Parashas Drachim and the Mechakrim, Taka, everything's happening exact same time, I could get Yenim schus in the other time zone can happen for me. According to the Chavetz Chaim, it won't work, because there's schusim of Matzah Purim, even if it's going for me, it's going for me for Matzah Purim. It's not happening now. Everything, they already had their Ne'ilah. They're done with that. They're on to the next day. We're still in the previous day that's going to the box of Yom Kippur. So it wouldn't work. Okay, Mustam, it's still a schus. And it's still a schus. But that's what, this is a very interesting Hagdara that's coming out. They're interesting machlaikas, an interesting understanding that's coming out of this Meshech Chachma and this Ritzi Pesach Frank. And according to the Charedim, the Yerushalmi is telling us this Yesod. And even the Parashas Drachim is agreeing to the aside. The question is it called Shabbos or Shabbos Shel Chol? However you want to refer to it. Very gishmak and yonim according to this Meshech Chachma. There's another Meshech Chachma that we just don't have time for in Parashas Emor. Where he also deals with the different times. And it's almost similar to the Ritzi Pesach about yard sites. If you shecht an animal, it's already night in the local time. And it's daytime still, and you want to shecht the child in the daytime, where in the different time zone that it is there an Isser, is there not an Isser? There's a Meshech Chachma over there that talks about it, and Ritzi Pesach brings this later on in Simen Nun Gimel or something like that, in Simen Nun Hey, where he talks about also, we find, let's say, a person has chametz in one time zone and he's in a different time zone. It's a big machleik, is tali in the person, tali in the chametz, tali in this shaila as well. There's a lot that comes out with it. I hope the Olam got a food for thought and a geschmack in this Meshech Chachma, but the bottom line is, Zeh Klal Gadol BaTorah, you go with local time. Kol Tov, everyone.